Hello, Pastor Steve Waldron with Biblical Archaeology Today. I'm extraordinarily thankful you're here with us. I'm very glad to be your host. We're looking today at Jesus as a real person. And we're in the conclusion part of this great textbook, Excavating Evidence for Jesus by Titus Kennedy. So a lot of this ground we've covered before, just not in this way. We've got some just really good material on the channel from about a year ago, somewhere in that neighborhood, on this particular subject. So let's get started. I had a young man from the church. I say young, he's in his 50s, but I'm 58. He dresses young, but young at heart. But great family. Helping with this Riverside transition and who knows, but he thinks that I'm going to be able to keep making podcasts the old way through the 31st, but after the 31st, may have to get a laptop and try to go that route or that direction. So just keep us in prayer. We're just trying to make the truth of God more fully known, and we've got an awful lot of podcasts we would like to see done. So let's jump in. Let's get started. So, however, the initial stage of this strategy failed. So a few years later, Hadrian tried to remove the memory of Christianity and replace it with paganism by building temples and shrines over significant locations related to Jesus. And so this is talking about Hadrian, the Roman emperor, from, I think, about 117 to 138 AD. He thought he could destroy Christianity philosophy, adopting Christ into the pantheon. Kind of what Paul warned against in Colossians 2:8, among other places in the New Testament. One fascinating thing about what Hadrian did, building temples and shrines over important sites, is he's given us great markers and clues when something he built is found. It's like, ha, this must lend credence to where Jesus was or something. So Christianity persisted, and later in the 2nd century AD, Lucian mocked Christians for worshiping a crucified man and denying the pagan gods. That's in Lucian, a passing of Peregrinus. For those who followed Hellenistic and Roman beliefs, the crucifixion of Jesus was foolishness. Denial of the gods was considered blasphemous atheism. And that still happens, you know, the unity of the kingdom. Religion's one of those things. Even King James was big into that. I'm going to have to take a drink of water here. Just ate a taco and some nachos. Although it may have taken several decades for Christianity to reach the edges of the empire and beyond, within 30 years after Jesus had already spread as far west as Rome and had such a wide following that even the emperor sought to destroy Christians. Instead of a relatively small group centered in one part of the empire, only flourishing after Constantine legalized and endorsed Christianity, Roman sources demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ had expanded so fast and far, the imperial powers of Rome tried to destroy Christianity by any means necessary. Now, I will say, in Romans 10, and then also twice in Colossians 1, it says that the gospel had gone throughout the whole world. So I would go with that. And I was reading Cooper on Christianity in Great Britain. They think it was there at least by 42 A.D., so let's just keep going here, you know. Ultimately, Christianity prevailed, adopted by Armenia in AD 301, legalized by Emperor Constantine in 313, and decreed the official religion of Rome by Theodosius I in 380 AD, and eventually outlasting the empire and spreading throughout the entire world. The discoveries of archaeology and the preserved ancient writings, thoroughly researched and analyzed, have given an exceptionally clear window in the world and life of Jesus of Nazareth, the root of this unprecedented Christian movement. Although the gospel accounts about Jesus are frequently referred to by skeptics and critics as mythical, embellished, historically unreliable theological writings, or even propaganda in the form of a biography, archaeology and ancient texts of the Roman period have demonstrated the accuracy and historical reliability of the Gospels. I think Craig Evans and Craig Blomberg both have very good things concerning that. And also, I don't want us to forget the Alex Minos Graffitito. So that's so important as well, because that could be a first century thing. As well as first century church they found in Jerusalem, according to Expedition Bible. So God willing, tomorrow we're going to be looking at Jesus a little bit more on these realms. But Jesus was a real person. He died for you. He was God in flesh. He wants you to be saved. So God bless you. Talk with you later. Bye-bye.